As South Africa celebrates its first decade of black majority rule this year, the government is still trying to rectify one of the lasting legacies of apartheid. A small white minority still owns most of the country's land. To speed up land restitution claims, South African President Thabo Mbeki last month signed into law a measure that allows white-owned land to be seized without a court order. The move has angered some white farmers who say South Africa could be on the verge of a crippling land reform program. NPR's Jason Bobian reports from Johannesburg.
The province of Mpumalanga stretches from the industrial suburbs west of Johannesburg to the border with Mozambique. It's one of the most productive agricultural regions in South Africa. It's also one of the places that could change the most dramatically under South Africa's attempt at land reform.
We've got 70-80% of our land under claims.
Lowry Vossman is the head of Agri South Africa, the farmers' union in Mpumalanga.
Mpumalanga is a very highly intensive areas down in the lowveld, which produces tropical fruits, sugar cane, and then you get on the highveld, mainly grains.
And this is produced almost exclusively by white farmers. Whites make up less than 10% of South Africa's population, yet they own almost all of its commercial farms. The government has offered to buy out white farmers where a black family can show that their ancestors had rights to the property any time after 1913. The government settled tens of thousands of land claims, but advocacy groups say there are millions of people who were forced off their land by the apartheid regime who still haven't been compensated. Vossman says most of the rural claims are based on informal property rights, such as grazing rights, that are difficult to prove. He says the ANC government hasn't put enough resources into settling the land disputes, and he objects to the government now granting itself the power to expropriate land.
This is an issue that they have brought about just before election to show their followers that they are doing something about it. This is the way that Zimbabwe has also gone.
Zimbabwe launched a violent land reform program in 2000 to seize white-owned commercial farms and give small plots to blacks. The program, along with poor rainfall, has decimated Zimbabwe's agricultural production and left roughly half the population dependent on international food aid to survive. Tony Mason owns a 15,000-acre farm in the far eastern edge of the Mpumalanga province. He primarily grows pine trees, which are cut into timber at this sawmill. Mason also produces eucalyptus oil and keeps several thousand quail.
My father came here after the Second World War. He was a sheep farmer in the Karoo, and he started farming here in 1945.
There's a claim against Mason's farm, which he's fighting in court. He says his father bought the property from a Scotsman, and no one was ever kicked off the land. Mason's farm now employs about 300 people, almost all of them black. Many of his workers live in small huts, cobbled together out of cast-off bits of wood from his sawmill. Mason is furious that the government could force him to sell his farm in the name of land restitution. He calls the new power to expropriate property racist.
To me, that's the end of the story. They don't want whites in Africa anymore. They want Africa for the black man.
The South African government has never said it wants to drive all its white farmers away. It said it wants to return 30% of white-owned land to blacks, but it's failed repeatedly to meet its own deadline for doing so. Originally, the deadline was 1999, then it was extended to 2005. Now, with less than 3% of white-owned land having changed hands, the cutoff date has been pushed back to 2015. Dirkley Gilfillan, the former land claims commissioner for Mpumalanga, says the purpose of land reform in South Africa is to correct some of the gross injustices of the past. Under the apartheid government, so-called forced removals occurred routinely, and Gilfillan says continued up until the late 1980s.
The whole reason for the removal was because black people or colored people, or for want of a better expression, the so-called non-whites, found themselves, for racial reasons, in the wrong area, in areas that whites wanted for themselves.
Tiny Mankey is one of more than 100 people who've lodged a claim to a 5,000-acre farm near Tony Mason's sawmill.
My grandparents lived on the land and they were removed in the 50s from this land.
Mankey says in the early part of the 20th century, her grandparents and great-grandparents were labor tenants on the farm. Her family was scattered all over South Africa when they were forced out of the area, she says, and now hardly anyone in her family owns land. They filed their claim more than 5 years ago, and it's still not resolved.
I mean, most of our older people have now passed on since we started with the claim, which makes it very difficult, especially if you go into court.
The Minister of Land Affairs says she'll only use her new power to seize property as a last resort. White farmers, however, complain that while the current land minister may exercise restraint, the power to seize land undermines their property rights, and they add that the minister's successor may not be quite so judicious. Jason Beaubien, NPR News, Johannesburg.